Now it's time for snooker on Drive Time Sport, and we're going to concentrate on local snooker. And of course, we've been talking plenty of snooker over the course of the last couple of weeks with that famous success of the All-CYMS in the Munster Snooker Championships down in Killarney. And I suppose you can call it a celebration on Saturday evening. A big event planned for the All-CYMS. And we're going to say hello to Brendan Cooney of the All-CYMS, who kindly joins us once again on Drive Time Sport. So firstly to you, Brendan, thanks for taking time out to join us on the programme.
No bother, Barry, thanks for having me on.
As I was saying there, you know, it's going to be a great celebration with Irish snooker pro Fergal O'Brien coming to the All-CYMS on Saturday. And, you know, it's a very fitting time for him to come, I suppose, with the excitement, you know, from that great win a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's fantastic, really, the way things panned out, because we had it booked some time ago, and obviously then when, you know, the lads went away and won the Munster Championship, obviously it was the ideal scenario to kind of couple it up, you know. And in fairness to Fergal, he had no problem with that. He was only delighted when he heard the news that we had won, and I spoke to him and I said, look, would you mind if we, you know, like, so he wouldn't be the be all and end all of the night, as it were, you know. And he said there's no problem, you'd only be too delighted to be associated with it, because he has been associated with us in the last couple of years, and will continue to be so through the Anthony Fooey Friendship Cup. So it's going to be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it, you know, as everybody, as you know yourself, being up here, always connected with it. And I hope that we'll get a nice turnout, you know, not only for the lads, but for Fergal O'Brien's sake as well, you know, and I'm quite sure we will. And it'll be a fun night, hopefully. Where we have obviously the team that won the Munster Championship, each of them will play a frame. Then we have three young junior players who are starting to make inroads in the game. They're only playing with some, you know, between 8 and 16 months. The three lads we have would be Kyle Horgan, which would be Anthony Horgan's son. We have a young lad, Robert Reardon, from the Clashmore area, who's been coming into us again with only about 18 months. And we also have young Davy Hickey, from the Capricorn area, and so those three boys will be playing their trade. They'll be playing in the game with Fergal, and so yes, look, it's going to be fantastic. And as you say, it's going to be a night of celebration as well as everything else. Now, we'll be going to our sponsors afterwards with the keys, where there's going to be a bit of entertainment lined up and that. So, and it's an open house, you know. So I think it's all positive at the moment, anyway, for us.
Yeah, without a doubt. And as you said, look, it's an open event, no cover charge or anything like that. And of course, no doubt everyone at the All-CYMS are inviting our great friends and supporters all over the community to come down. You know, literally, I'd imagine, you know, 2 hours or so, there'd be great entertainment, some brilliant snooker, and it's an event for all ages.
Yeah, of course, yeah. As I say, it's an open house, so, you know, like, the townspeople have been fantastic to us down throughout the years. They've always given us outstanding support. They've always supported us financially with our flag day and our Christmas draw. But I think there's no household, well, there's no, we'd say, traditional household, you know, in York that hasn't been touched in one way or another by the CYMS, be it a father or, you know, brother or son or whatever, you know, or an uncle has been part of it at some stages of their life. So, you know, we'd only be too delighted. We send out invitations to some people as well, and I believe, you know, we have the chairman of the Munster Club Championship from Killarney coming down. We have the chairman of the Dublin Leagues, who's involved with us through the Friendship Cup, coming down. And we have a few lads from Cork City. I think the chairman of Cork Snooker's coming down. So, you know, but like, for us, the important thing would be the, you know, the local people, that they are aware, and I'm quite sure that they are by now, you know, that it is an open house, and we'd be delighted to see them.
And of course, look, we've enjoyed some, you know, great nights over the years with the likes of, you know, Ken Doherty, John Higgins, Stephen Hendry, Jimmy White. And I suppose one thing you all see CYMS have done over the last number of years, and I think it's a fantastic thing, is to support Irish snooker, because, you know, we need to keep supporting Irish snooker, because, you know, it's so difficult to break through these days.
Yeah, well, like, part of our role, obviously, is to promote our sport, which is snooker and billows. That's one part of our role. Obviously, you know, we have a community role as well. But in terms of the sporting side of things, it's very important. We've always been, you know, one of the first organisations of snooker clubs as such. You know, we had Davy Morristown when he just started as a young pro. We had
Martin McCrudden, I think, was it? Did you have him one time?
As well. Yeah. We had the lads from Newbridge. his name is Chase, you know. We're also going to Van Hill at some stage before the World Championship, you know, so we've made contact with him. But, like, I'm also conscious of the fact that, you know, the Fergal's night isn't going to be overshadowed also, because, like, this guy, I can certainly tell you, you know, why people might think that, you know, he's coming to the end of his career, you know, and he hasn't been a name like Ken Doherty or Sean Murphy or, you know, like the lads who are based in Ireland at the moment, or Jimmy White. But this guy, he's going to perform, you know, like he was once ranked number 9 in the world. He's been a pro since 1991. He spent something like close to 30 consecutive years, you know, between the top 30 to top 16, top 32 and top 64 in the world. And, you know, you don't achieve that by being an ordinary Joe Soap as a snooker player. So, like, I would say to people, like, the standard, we're also obviously going to have a run. Let's, you know, just take to him straight away in terms of, you know, we have the number one ranked player in the country at the moment in Ross Bullman. And we also have one of the most exciting players on the circuit at the moment in Alan Tobin. So certainly, you know, blinking, you're going to miss it, I think. But Fergal O'Brien, you know, he's a big catch for us. He's also doing a coaching block from 2 to 4. So again, that's open to everybody as well, particularly, you know, to the lads, like our own boys. Anyway, that they're all aware that he's coming down. But, you know, the standards of snooker, you can expect it to be fairly high, you know.
Yeah,
because we certainly have serious players performing on the night.
Yeah, for sure. Look, it's going to be a very enjoyable night, and we, you know, we all can't wait to meet Fergal and see him so close up in action, which, you know, is something people wouldn't often get the chance to see.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, you know, like, I wouldn't call it a swan song for him by any stretch of the imagination. You know, that's a decision that he makes himself. But he's still a very, very formidable player, and you know, he's over 30 years on the tour. And he's going to bring an awful lot of experience to our club over the weekend. Hopefully he will certainly pass on that experience. But, you know, if you're a snooker buff and you want to come down to see quality snooker, or if you want to see quality snooker over the weekend, Bearnock's going to be on television with the Players' Championship, then come down to the RCMS. We'd be delighted to see you, you know.
Yeah, very well said. And before we finish up, obviously, look, it's a 6:45 start, so if you're coming, come early, get down there for around 6:30 and get a nice position.
Yeah, 6:45. We're hoping that we'll start then, you know, but the latest is going to be 7 p.m. We want to make sure that, you know, it's obviously going to be run effectively and efficiently, and there will be straight 7 frames. We don't expect to be any intervals. There'll be a couple of photographs beforehand, and there'll be, you know, obviously a few words beforehand and a few words after. So we're hoping that the whole thing will be done by 9:15, you know, so people can go in and enjoy the rest of their night, you know.
Yeah.
And, so yeah, look, it's great. We're really looking forward to it. The place is in top shape, and we hope our players can be in top shape to take them on. But it's going to be a good night's entertainment either way you look at it.
Yeah, very well said, Brendan. And just finally, before we finish up, obviously we've been highlighting it probably at this stage over the course of the last couple of years, the club going from strength to strength. Great to see so many playing every day of the week down there. Well, I know you're open Monday to Saturday, but, you know, tables on the go all the time, which is always great to see.
Aye, it's fantastic. And, you know, I think I was on with Mick there some Saturday morning, and I paid tribute to, we said, the lads who, like those lads, you know, that you're talking about, because they play such an important part in the role, you know, that we're trying to achieve for our players, where that you create an environment where lads with talent can flourish, or, you know, that they can get the most out of it. And without the cooperation from those lads, is you have to give, you know, like, and it's done with, we say, practice sessions and coaching and financial support and all the lads who come into us, they're all members, they all have a part of ownership in the club in that sense. You know, when a decision is made, it's taken in the best interest of everybody. And those boys have been fantastic. You know, they've been great to support, we say, our top players down throughout the years. You know, those in the past, the present, and hopefully in the future. So, you know, those lads who are coming in every day, putting in the bread and butter money into our club, you know, like, it is really appreciated. And they play a huge and important role. And sometimes it's understated, and sometimes they don't even, you know, they may not even be aware of the role that they're playing. But I think it's important on occasions such as this and at the weekend that, you know, that's going to be pointed out to them when they'll be there, you know. And long may it all continue, Gary.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Look, it's always a fantastic speaking with you, Brendan. Keep up the great work, yourself and President Eddie Hickey and all the committee down there. And we're looking forward to Saturday night, and no doubt we'll have plenty to talk about again on Drive Time Sport next week. So thanks a million for joining us on the programme.
Thank you too for having us, pal.